Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. He's one of the greatest baseball players in the history of Class 3A in the state of Iowa and at Pella High School, and will now have the chance to play professionally. Grant Judkins joins us on today's program to talk about signing a contract to play Major League Baseball and what the future may hold for the former star of Pella High. As we talked back in April, Grant, an Iowa Hawkeye now graduate from the baseball program, you were exploring your options to play professionally, and on Monday you found out you'd have that opportunity. Let our listeners know about where you're headed and how that process kind of worked to get signed to a professional baseball team.
Yeah, so I signed with the Oakland Athletics, and how that kind of happened was before the draft, I was talking to a few teams, and then as the draft came, there was like a dead period where scouts couldn't reach out to players like the minute the draft ended until about Sunday morning. So then Sunday morning came around and a few teams called me. And then yesterday, the Oakland Athletic scout called me and offered me a contract. So here we are.
Well, and here we are, and a big congratulations to you. And obviously, I had the fun of following you for the majority of your high school career along with some other guys at the station, and it's been a long time since then. But when we talked in April, we talked about the possibility of the MLB draft, and that was really significantly reduced to a point where I think it was only five rounds of athletes they drafted. Once that really didn't become a realistic option, what were your prospects heading into this period of signing? Did you think about the chances? Because I know you still were heavily considering going back to Iowa as well.
Right. Yeah, once I found out it was five rounds instead of 40, I knew the chances of me getting drafted weren't very high. So kind of just was holding on to hope of signing a contract after the draft. And fortunately, I was lucky enough to get that opportunity. So I'm very excited about that.
Well, and I imagine that the coaching staff at Iowa was pretty supportive once you kind of let them know, because it's been kind of a difficult situation, because this was supposed to be your senior season. It was supposed to be your final year, but obviously things had changed quite a bit.
Right. Yeah. No, they all called me, it seemed like, right after they found out, but they were all very excited, very supportive. And I know it would have been nice to go back to Iowa and play one more year with all the guys and the coaches, but I just couldn't pass up the opportunity to go play professional baseball and live out my dream. So they were very supportive, though.
You and I, when we talked back earlier this spring, we talked a lot about where your game is at and kind of where your preparations are. Now that you know you've got that next level to look at, what are the things that you're really honing in on now that you're going to have professional opportunities and that you'll probably have some opportunities to work with some former major league players and coaches and so on as you kind of develop in the Oakland A system?
Yeah, I'm just trying to focus on getting stronger and trying to throw harder, get my velocity up, but I'm excited to see where the coaches, where they want to work with me and what they have in mind, and just kind of let them take it and just go with them. So I'm excited for that.
Well, and how has Coach Heller and his staff prepared you? I know we talked about that too, for that next level, and knowing that there's other guys that have had that opportunity from the University of Iowa. And, you know, what kind of expectations do you have based on what you learned from the coaching staff at Iowa?
Yeah, the coaches have all done a great job of preparing me to get to the next level. The pitching coaches I've had, and Coach Heller and Coach Marty Sutherland have all done a great job of just kind of laying the expectations out there and just pushing me to continue to strive to be better and want to play at the next level. And they've given me all the resources necessary to achieve that. And so I'm very thankful for that opportunity and just getting to be at Iowa, a great university, for the last 4 years.
You're not necessarily sure exactly what level you'll be set at yet, kind of where you'll be sent and all those other things that's going to be kind of hashed out, it sounds like, over the next several days and maybe even weeks. But as you think about that chance and you think about that opportunity, what are you looking forward to most about traveling the country and being a part of a professional baseball team and playing with different people from different walks of the world who are all trying to strive for that big dream of one day playing in the majors?
Yeah, I think it'll be a great opportunity to play with guys that have been in the same situation, have played college ball, and even guys that are coming out of high school, just from all over the world, and just to get focus on school or anything. It's probably the first time that I've just playing baseball, so I'm excited about that. And then even I've seen that, like, there's some Big Ten guys that are going to the A's, so they were our rivals or competitors in the past, but now they're going to be teammates. So I think that'll be fun to kind of talk to them about stuff we like playing against them in the Big Ten and stuff. So I'm excited.
The Oakland A's are probably one of the best known teams in terms of developing players. The Moneyball movie, of course, very famous, and Billy Bean. But they're an organization that really does value the players that they draft and sign and kind of move through the minor leagues. How excited are you for that opportunity to work in that system that has produced so many great players that were home signed or homegrown, so to speak?
Yeah, I'm very excited for that. I'm just looking forward to seeing what they have for me and how they plan on developing me and just kind of rolling with it and working hard and trying to push myself to get to that highest level and play in the major league. So I'm super excited.
Well, and you and I were doing just a very brief little Google search or baseballreference.com search to try and see any former Pella players that have been in the minors. And there are a few that have had that opportunity. Rich Schulte was drafted by the Houston Astros. Wade Van Vark obviously had an opportunity, and he was signed and played a year in the minors. And then Corey DeHaan, who we interviewed from Pella Christian. Those were the three that we could come up with. How cool is it to be in that kind of elite territory, knowing that there's been not that many Pella baseball players ever from the town that have had the opportunity to play professional baseball?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet to be included in a list with those guys. They're all great guys, and even like I got a Coach Van Vark was a coach at Pella for a few years when I was there, so I got to kind of watch him and learn a little from him. So it's excited to be included in that list, so I'm looking forward to it.
Once again, that was former Pella High School baseball great Grant Judkins. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.